Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ooh, little John Mayer bringing us into hour two of the Extra Point Show. All right. I can get down with that. Leading you into the weekend, where we have a preseason game, Bills and Colts, tomorrow. 4 o'clock kickoff. We've got coverage starting at 12 with Derek Kramer here on WGR. Sal Capaccio, he's got a production meeting, so just me taking you the rest of the way here. We'll get some calls in a little bit later on. We've got Pat Hammer coming up at 11:30, but right now on the Western Hotline, Heather Prusak. Appreciate her joining me right now to kick off hour number two of the Extra Point Show. Bills training camp wrapped up this week. Preseason game tomorrow. Heather, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Joe. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Pretty good. Are you one of these people that would be insulted that I've never seen the movie Sandlot? Because I'm taking on all comers on Twitter right now.
You know what? I don't think I'm as insulted as some of the other people that are extremely outraged, because if you ask a lot of people that know me well, there are a lot of well-known movies that I haven't seen, so I'm not going to make fun of you whatsoever for not knowing or not seeing Sandlot.
Beautiful. I do appreciate that. What I'm not going to let you get away, though, without telling me at least one of the movies that you haven't seen that people would call you out on.
Now I'm trying to think. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ooh, I've even seen that one.
Yeah. I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never sat down and watched like the full thing. So that was the first one that came to the top of my head where I was like, man, I've actually never seen that full from start to finish. Yep.
All this was a trap to get me to tweet out what Heather hasn't seen, so I can move the trolls over to her Twitter instead of mine.
You, right?
All right, so Heather, so camp wraps up at St. John Fisher this week. First time back at camp in a couple of years. On the overall, it feels like pretty positive experience for the team being back. And I know they don't have a deal for next year, but you know, McDermott and the rest of the team sounded like this is something they are going to want to continue into the future.
Yeah, I mean, you know, say what you want about grown men and, you know, football players sleeping in dorm rooms, being back in college dorms. But from talking to guys and talking to Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, it seems like they really like going away for camp. They've said multiple times, you know, despite any of the narratives that are out there about us not like coming to St. John Fisher, we really enjoy it. It's a chance for us to get away. Have the guys just focus on football. Obviously, when, you know, they're here in Orchard Park, they can get distracted by, you know, family life or whatever, or outside factors. But when they come here for those 2.5 weeks or whatever it is, they can literally just hunker down and focus on football. And I think, you know, overall, it was a good camp for them. It was high intensity. I will say that practices were really up tempo. Guys had a lot of energy. I think that's where a lot of these scuffles and fights that broke out at camp that we saw, I think that's where that, you know, built up energy and competitiveness I think that's where those came from. So, yeah, overall, I expect them to be back at Fisher next year.
Heather Prusak, News 4 in Buffalo, at HAPrusak on Twitter, on the Wester Hotline. Yeah, on the fights, it feels like the type of thing, Heather, where if you're a team with maybe a new head coach, or, you know, you've had turmoil in your organization before, it's the type of thing that can be labeled a distraction. But with this team, with the coach being in place and the culture being in place, it feels like it's not something that, you know, deserves an overreaction to.
Yeah, and it's funny because whenever I was out there and there a fight or a scuffle or whatever you call it would break out, you know, some fans would be, oh, who cares? They're just competitive, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, I know. I'm not criticizing. I'm literally just telling you what happened and observing, you know, who was involved, why it might have happened. And then, you know, practice goes on. But, yeah, if this was, you know, say – the drought years, or if this was maybe McDermott's first year, then I would say, okay, this is a little problematic where if you've got guys constantly shoving or throwing punches or whatever after plays, then that's an issue. But for a Super Bowl contender and with the pieces and the veterans that you have on this team, I think it's a good thing because you sit there and it's easier to tell guys to dial it back a little bit than having the opposite problem of Sean McDermott having to say, okay, guys, let's, you know, get the intensity up. Let's get the tempo up. And there are a lot of good players, talented NFL players that won't make this 53-man roster. So that's to be expected, that things are going to get heated when things don't go someone's way or someone gets the best of somebody else. It's just human nature.
So who was the player that maybe, I don't want to say you weren't expecting anything from, but I guess who was the player that surprised you the most that you would show up to camp and your eyes would just get drawn to every day?
You know, I think, and a lot of people have been talking about this, but I said, you know, Isaiah McKenzie has really, really stood out. And it's not because, and I say surprise and not in the sense of he was an under the radar guy or he's someone that's unknown or he's a younger player, but I say surprise in the sense of I just didn't expect how much he was going to flash and how much he has really taken that primary slot receiver job. He's really taken that into his own hands. I mean, coming in, a lot of people, I think, said, you know, he'd be in the mix, but with signing veteran Jamison Crowder, you would have thought that Crowder would have been kind of the front runner right off the bat. And McKenzie took advantage of, you know, the snaps that he got when Crowder was hurt early in camp. He's really, really looked like a solid option for Josh Allen, what we've seen in camp, you know, throughout the couple weeks that they were at Fisher. And then another player as of late, I won't say overall in camp because he kind of just started to catch my attention and other people's attention, is Christian Benford. He's been another guy that he's made a couple really nice plays when he's been out there with the first team defense. Another guy that's, you know, taking advantage of, hey, when I'm out there with the ones, because Tre'Davious White is still recovering from that torn ACL, I need to stand out. Now he's very much in the conversation of that cornerback competition with Dane Jackson and Kyer Elam. So, you know, he's not a guy coming into camp I thought, man, I need to really kind of keep my eye on him when they're doing team drills and stuff like that. But he's really popped, towards the back end of camp.
Is it getting to a point with him where you would think about, hey, is he, you know, in the competition to start week one? Or maybe not even start, but have a role week one?
Yeah.
And I guess that would directly get to a question of, is it more Bedford's been so good at camp that he's played himself into that conversation? And also, has Elam been inconsistent enough where the door's kind of been cracked open?
I think it's kind of a combination of everything. I think, one of the practices I was out there, I think it was the closed practice this past week, Benford had a really nice pass breakup on Gabe Davis. And, you know, that was just something that stands out as a play that was, you know, he had really nice coverage, was able to just go up and knock it out. And I think it's a combination of everything. Elam has had an up and down camp, which is to be expected for any rookie coming in. But, you know, during some of these one-on-one drills, granted, he's going against, you know, one of the best wide receivers in Stephon Diggs. But, you know, during some of these one-on-one drills, you see with the two of them, and even in team drills, Elam's just kind of getting just flat out beat. He needs to make sure that he's working on, you know, not having illegal contact or holding. We've seen him, you know, hold Diggs a couple times during some of these one-on-one battles. Obviously something that you can't have, and you can't be taking those penalties, especially if you're going to start right off the bat in week one. So I think it's kind of a mix of everything when it comes to Benford of, hey, Elam's just been really up and down. And then when Benford's been in there, he's flashed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do in these preseason games. And especially, too, I think it's really good for these young DBs, especially in this game coming up, that Matt Ryan is going to play. And, you know, at least for, we don't know for how long, but at least for the first couple series, they're going to be going against a starting quarterback in the NFL, someone yeah. other than Josh Allen. They're going to be going, it's not like they're going up against, you know, second, third string guy. So that should be something, you know, good for them to kind of see, hey, how do you match up?
Yeah, that's right. That'll be the unit as a whole that I'm most curious to watch tomorrow in terms of like trying to find out like how good some of these unknown commodities are. And you wrote about DeMar Hamlin recently at WIVB.com. The safeties play into that too. Poyer not going to play. I mean, he's not even back practicing. And I guess Micah Hyde isn't. He didn't last year in the preseason. So Heather, it feels like the corners, but the safeties too. Bills fans are going to show up, and like if you're trying to find stuff out, like all right, let me see how good player X is. It feels like the safeties are a good answer for that.
Yeah, I wrote an article last night too. You know, just kind of certain things that I'm looking out for in this game. In addition to the interview I did with DeMar Hamlin and the backup safeties as a whole is something I'm looking at. It seems like in practice, Jaquan Johnson has an edge right now for that third safety spot. But DeMar Hamlin too, I mean, he seems a lot more comfortable in year two. You know, he's gotten some experience now running with the ones. He split time with Johnson now that Jordan Poyer is still recovering from that elbow injury. And it's funny because, you know, when you talk about the backup safeties, and that's why I actually tweeted an article that a story I did with DeMar Hamlin last year after the Bills drafted him, kind of getting to know his background and, you know, his family history and things like that, him off the field. I tweeted it saying, hey, you know, here's for Bills fans that don't know much about DeMar Hamlin, because why would you know a lot about DeMar Hamlin or really any of the backup safeties? Because when you have, you know, arguably the best safety tandem in the league with Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, you haven't had to worry about who is the backup and who would come in, you know, next if one of those guys were out. You know, Bills fans have been very lucky, and the team's been very lucky in that sense that they've been healthy. They've been super productive and super effective, the backbone of this defense. So, yeah, that's another thing I'm looking for is how do these guys, Poyer, you know, I know he's expected to be back for the season opener, but, you know, it is just something to look for if, hey, you know, something happens and he hits a snag, or, you know, even just in the season, if either of these guys get hurt, well, what are you getting when the next guy in goes in, and who is that guy?
Yeah. And finally, Heather Prusak on the Western Hotline for another minute or two here. You wrote about Ryan Bates, too, the other day, and he's stepping into an expanded role. We talk about Gabe Davis a lot for this and McKenzie at the receiver position. All right, how much more is there going from a part-time role to kind of being a full-time starter? And Bates is doing the same thing. It's not as sexy as a position, but at the guard position, he was good last year, but it was a small sample size. So what did you learn talking to Bates, and what's right to expect from him this season?
Yeah, you know, him sliding in, I think that the biggest thing for Ryan Bates is while he does know every position, he has that, you know, versatility and ability to play all five spots. I think it's really important for him that this preseason, granted, he's been in and out of practice. He was, you know, a little banged up, but the last day of camp, they had all their, you know, guys that we assume will be the starting five out there all at once. But for Ryan Bates, he's been able to, I think it's important for him to be able to focus on one spot. You know, he even said, look, it's kind of nice that I get to, you know, really just hone in on that right guard spot. And I think that's really big for a guy who was playing all over the place and switching. I know he switched between left guard, right guard, you know, settled in for the, you know, the two postseason games, you know, he was a backup to start his career, things like that. So he's been all over the place, and he's been asked to do a ton of different things. I think for a guy that's now going to be relied on and called upon to be a starter and be a consistent starter on this offensive line, I think it's really important for him to be able to just focus on one position and know what that position is this early in the preseason throughout training camp and now, you know, going into these games here. So I'm also interested to see what the Bills ultimately do at right tackle. I know David Questenberry on the first depth chart was listed as the starter there. Spencer Brown was hurt, rotating in with Questenberry during team drills towards the end of camp when he did start to get healthier. So that right tackle spot is also a position that I'm going to be watching out for, because Questenberry, I mean, he's looked good, and he's a guy that, you know, don't count him out and just automatically slot Spencer Brown in there right away. That should be, you know, interesting to see what happens there.
And actually, one more before I let you go, Heather. Maybe what fans are talking about the most isn't even on the team right now. It's Von Miller courting Odell Beckham in the media and on Instagram. Where are you on that? Is that a good idea to you? I know there's a lot of complicating factors to it, so it's an exciting idea, but it's not perfect. So I don't know. Where do you land on it?
I think if Brandon Bean can make the money work, obviously he's restructured a bunch of different contracts, and you know, he doesn't like to, as he says, you know, kick the can down the road too far, but he's had to. In this case, I think they have to have that mentality, even though they say they don't, of Super Bowl or bust. Look at the pieces you have on this team. And if you add Odell Beckham Jr. to this wide receiving core, the thought of when you look at Stephon Diggs, Odell Beckham Jr., and possibly Gabe Davis all on the field at the same time, I mean, that's going to make opposing defenses head spin. I mean, when you look at that combination, how could you not like the possible outcomes there? You look at what he was able to do when he did join the Rams and in the Super Bowl before he got hurt. Obviously, the timeline of his recovery, I think it's maybe slated for October or November. He wouldn't be able to make an impact until later in the season. But if that's the extra push that the Bills could use to win the Super Bowl, then ultimately, in my mind, it's worth it. How could you not like the idea of that?
That's where I'm at too, and it's super super exciting of an idea. At H.A. Prusek to follow Heather on Twitter, Heather Prusek, who has never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which we learned in the last 15 minutes. Do you have plans to see it?
Yeah.
Or are you just gonna kind of go about like I've never seen it, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you all know right. What? I'm like, it's fine. So make fun of me for that. That's okay. I'm like, you know what? There's probably My husband, John Scott, was just making fun of me about, you know, not seeing certain movies. And I said, look, there are movies that you haven't seen, too. So he suggested that we both write down like 10 movies that we want the other person to see. And then we'll just, you know, go through them when we have free time. And I'm like, you know, maybe I'll take you up on that.
I like that. I might steal that idea, too. All right. Heather, appreciate you taking some time out for us. And we'll maybe chat again before the season gets rolling.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Heather. All right, some good stuff there. Bills preseason gets going tomorrow. Bills and Colts, we have coverage starting at 12 o'clock. Derek Kramer will kick things off with Bills game day. I'm going to Ellicottville for a fantasy draft this weekend. Airbnb, a little golf round on Sunday. I'll be actually driving up for some stuff behind the scenes here for the game on Saturday. For tomorrow, I'm relatively interested in this game. I don't think it's going to last long, though, for me. You know, I'll pick out certain individuals to watch for, but I'm definitely someone that rolls my eyes at the preseason. It's also why I can't listen to anyone complain, be upset about the regular season being 17 games now instead of 16. There is an annoyance with, you know, the record being different and all the records being different, not just the win-loss records, but passing records and receiving records. Like, everything is now going to be inflated historically because there's one more game. But I can't escape the simple truth of, you traded a preseason game for a regular season game. It's a great trade. It's an amazing trade. Week one, the Bills are going to show up to play the Rams, and then that's Sunday. You're probably going to be out watching it. Dolphins and Patriots at 1 o'clock. Throw Red Zone on. I'll be double monitors. Patriots and Dolphins at 1 o'clock, and I'll have Red Zone on. And it's like all these games could have been preseason games. I'm hoping the NFL expands again. I think they're going to 18 games, which is coming up. And I would imagine that takes away another preseason game. I think you just want to get to a point where maybe one preseason game, maybe no preseason games at all, and give me not a crazy amount of regular season games, like 40 or anything, but I'll take as many as you give me. Give me as many days to set my fantasy lineups as I can. Give me as many days to talk about the league as I can get in terms of like actual games being played. All of them. As many Thursday night games as I can get. All the consumption. The Beckham idea, I'm so in on. I'm more and more aggressively being in on that idea. The Bills have a good receiving core. A very good combo at the top of Stephon Diggs and Gabriel Davis. And good options in the slot with Isaiah McKenzie and Jamison Crowder. But don't ever be afraid of adding more talent. Ever. Especially when, if you have concerns, if the Bills would have concerns about Odell Beckham's personality or some preconceived notion that he's a locker room problem, even though there are tons and tons of ex-teammates that have disputed any notion that he is a locker room problem. And really, who has come right out and said that he's been a problem in the locker room? There's been whispers of it, but it's never really been proven to be factual. Even if it were true, the Bills get all this credit for, they've built up this very strong locker room. The strongest locker room in the league, the culture. And you're telling me that that culture and that locker room is so flimsy, so fragile, that one individual like Odell Beckham could blow it all up? When it might not even be true in the first place and probably is not true in the first place. So to me, any argument they shouldn't do it because of that reason is completely bogus. The best case, the best reason why you wouldn't do it is not taking snaps away from Gabriel Davis. And there would have to be a certain trust in the coaching staff that signing Beckham is not going to threaten Gabriel Davis's workload. Because the biggest mistake I think they made at receiver last year was committing to Emmanuel Sanders as a starter over Gabriel Davis for as long as they did. They had a sleeping giant on the bench in Gabriel Davis, who had already proven to be somewhat consistent in his rookie season. And they depleted his workload in year number two at the start, let alone expanded it. So I wouldn't want to see them do that. There would have to be a trust that you're bringing Beckham in, it's going to be the number three. He's going to be the number three. When everybody's healthy, your three receiver sets are going to be Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis, and Odell Beckham. And you'll figure out who plays in the slot. Beckham has done it extensively, Diggs has done it extensively, and Davis has done it to a lesser extent, but has done it some also. You've got Dawson Knox. You'll figure out who plays in the slot, who plays outside, because that's going to be, if healthy, the best receiving trio in football. And you're trying to win a Super Bowl. You're the Super Bowl favorite. Do not be afraid of talent. Do not be afraid of, oh, this guy's too good in what he does to my receiving room. I also think he might even be a positive influence over the receivers. He is a god among receivers in the NFL. He is well respected. He is well liked. You're seeing it now. He's not under contract. He has a torn ACL. The Rams can't stop talking about him, right? Sean McVay, every time he's in front of a microphone, hey, Odell, if you're listening, we're still interested. Cooper Kupp, oh, I loved Odell. Amazing teammate. Aaron Donald, same thing as McVay, every time he's in a microphone, we're hoping we bring Odell back. Von Miller, every time he's in front of a microphone or on Instagram, oh, man, I want Odell. Guys that weren't even his teammates around the league at receiver, they look up to him. Justin Jefferson, and other young receivers, when Beckham was being casted out in Cleveland, showed up to their warm-ups. on their own teams with free Odell shirts. He is well-liked and well-respected. I think if he walks through those doors to that receiving room, I think the reaction you'd probably get is not one of, uh-oh, here's this guy coming to take my job. I think it's, holy cow, Odell Beckham just walked through those doors. I think it would be a respected move, not just on the team, but within the position to which he would threaten the workload of. Maybe not to everybody, but I don't know. Does Gabriel Davis love Odell Beckham? He would have been, what, 15, 16 years old when Beckham was first entering the league? He's an iconic player. I think it would be a well-liked move, not just within the Bills, but within that receiving room. Has Diggs maybe made comments about him too on Instagram? Maybe he hasn't been. I don't know. But I imagine it would be a popular move, and it also is an insurance policy. It's not just about talent, talent, talent. Let me just chase as much as I can get. It is an insurance policy that they don't presently have. You're the Super Bowl favorite. You're built, and you are the Super Bowl favorite because you throw the ball as well as anybody in the league. And in NFL history, the Bills throw the ball to receivers more than anybody ever has. Their neutral zone, in an era and in a year where the pass rate continues to be as high as it's ever been in league history, who's number one in neutral situation pass rate? The Buffalo Bills. Who throws the ball to the running back less than anybody in football by percentage? The Buffalo Bills. Who throws the ball to tight end near the bottom of the league? The Buffalo Bills. Dawson Knox last year had a good season for a tight end, right? His target share percentage for tight ends, 23rd in the NFL. Bottom tier among starting tight ends for percentage of his team's targets that he gets. They throw it to receivers. And they throw it to receivers more than anyone ever has. And guess what? You're one injury away on the outside to either Stephon Diggs or Gabriel Davis from, no offense to Jake Kumerow, great special team player, and Aaron Rodgers thinks he's a dominant player. You're one injury away from Jake Kumerow being a starter on this team. That's nerve-wracking. That can't be the case. Diggs or Davis goes down, I don't think there are replacements on the roster. Maybe it's Beckham. Maybe it's T.Y. Hilton. Maybe it's DeSean Jackson. Maybe it's Will Fuller. I think your best option to replacing them if they get hurt, you don't have them right now. So to me, Beckham would give you, when he gets healthy, when it's playoff time, he's going to be on the field. And if someone goes down with injury, I've already got my replacement. I've already got the guy that knows the offense. I've already got a guy that I know can take over a game. There's no one else on that list can do that. Not T.Y. Hilton at this point in his career. Not Will Fuller. Can't stay on the field. Even more so than Beckham by a lot. Beckham, we just saw it in the Super Bowl. When he's healthy, he can take over a game. Huge drop-off between him and the next guy on that front. This happened in L.A. last year. Robert Woods, the week Beckham showed up. Why did the Rams sign Beckham? As a bonus. As a number three receiver behind Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. The same way the Bills would do this. And they had a nice young receiver in Van Jefferson, too. They still wanted to do it. Because the Rams just wanted to add as much talent as humanly possible. They won the Super Bowl, by the way. It worked. What happened the week Beckham got there? He went from, nice to have you, you're a bonus, it's just kind of like, this is a treat, to, uh-oh, Robert Woods tore his ACL in practice. Odell, now you're needed. Now you're a necessity. The Bills would be in the same position. He's a bonus, but if one injury happens, he's a necessity. It's happening in Tampa right now. Tampa signed Julio Jones. Do they need Julio Jones? No. They have Mike Evans. They have Chris Godwin. They paid Russell Gage in free agency because Brady wanted him. They've got guys. But they weren't afraid to sign Julio Jones. They said, more talent? Sure. We'll figure it out. 1 week into his tenure with Tampa, Oh, Mike Evans has a groin injury. Oh, Russell Gage has an ankle injury. Chris Godwin's still coming back from a torn ACL. Huh, we suddenly need Julio Jones. That was quick. You don't want to be stuck relying upon unknown commodities to be starting receivers on a Josh Allen-level offense. Led offense. And that's exactly where you'd be. With one injury, you're at, I hope Jake Kumerow can do it, or maybe Khalil Shakir can be good enough as a rookie, or Isaiah Hodgins plays the outside now. All unknowns. You got to do better than that. Beckham is doing better than that, and is doing better than that by a lot. 803-0550 is the phone number if you have a thought on Beckham. Patrick Hammer, WGRZ. Get some weather in when we come back. Our first visit with Pat of the season when we come back. Jody Biasi and the Extra Point Show here in WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
Oh, he's got chills. He's back. Patrick Hammer, WGRZ, back on the Wester Hotline for another season here on the Extra Point Show. Pat, it's great to have you back.
Nice to be back. A sign that we're getting close, right?
We are getting close. We're getting close to fall, too. This is another sign of this.
You know, that's a word there's a few words that I throw around very lightly here. And that's one of them, because the minute you mention fall, there is just like this vitriol happens because people are like, dude, summer began like 2 weeks ago, it seems. And you know, let me enjoy it before you sweep it from me.
I'm not sure. I agree. 2 weeks ago, I feel like it's been 90 degrees for 3 months. Am I wrong on that?
No. I'm being facetious. It just our summers, of course, we wish were longer. I'm going to make this argument before we dive into the game that this could be one of the best summers in a long time. Mm. And what I mean by that is that we've had 4 days at 90 degrees. That's not too many. Okay. We've had a fair amount of just comfortable 70s and 80s. We've had very few rainouts, and we've had no no real severe weather to contend with or heat waves. You know, we had a stretch last week where it was pretty muggy and pretty warm. But, you know, if you recall in 2000, we had 8 days of 95 and above in a row or something like that, close to it. And that was we just haven't had anything like that. So lots of sun and little disruptions weather-wise, which has been great for all of us, I think.
I agree. I've become a beach guy this summer, and it's mostly because the weather is giving me an opportunity to become a beach guy.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple, we've had a couple cloudy days here and there, but all in all, it's been awesome. And you hear about the heat and everything, the floods everywhere else, and it's just like, man, we're living the good life here.
So what about for the game tomorrow, for fans that are in attendance? And, you know, it's a Saturday. There might be a little tailgating that goes on beforehand. what are we going to be expecting?
That's if the Metallica crowd hasn't left yet, right? I mean, I got to imagine, you know, a lot of the players left camp and they rushed back home or even to go to, you know, the field house. And they're like, wait,
before you actually answer the question about tomorrow's weather, I completely omitted that. I meant to start with that. You went to the Metallica concert yesterday, correct?
I got to be in full transparency. I was ready to go with my daughter, and she is a fan. She's a music fan, but was a little apprehensive about the real, you know, you're going to introduce a younger person to a concert.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that wasn't the best one because she's a little sensitive to loud sounds and noises. And so we decided to hold off, which was, you know,
okay.
Had to play dad here, so we did not go. I could hear it from my house.
our producer, Corey Jackson. Corey, you were there, right? You said it was the loudest concert?
Yeah, it was the loudest concert. My ears were still ringing as I was walking back to my
car.
Okay,
so maybe you made a good call, Pat.
Well, I just think, you know, again, it's the first concert, and I figured let's choose another one to get that first experience. But I'm hearing that it was amazing. They played what you wanted to hear. They had a nice interaction with the crowd at the end. Mm-hmm. I just heard it was a great show. And there's only been a couple of stadium shows in the U.S. with Metallica. This was one of them.
Nice. Yeah. So the weather for tomorrow's game, what are we looking at?
Yeah. You know, this is, you know, we're in that part of the season where the concerns are usually heat. And that's not going to be the case tomorrow. I mean, you can't draw up a better weather day for tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 to 77 or so at kickoff, 4 o'clock, light breezes. And again, not humid. All right. If you go outside right now and it just feels awesome, much like it did. I mean, unlike it did a couple of days ago when you just felt like you were wrapped in this air, it was so sticky. We won't have any of that tomorrow. So, hopefully, you know, this is a sign of things to come. We know how weather played such a role in so many games last season. We're not carrying that over to the start of this one in preseason. It's just going to be perfect.
Is there, for fans that if you haven't bought tickets yet, I know secondary market, they're super, super inexpensive. So sun, no clouds, because that's something I usually think of is what side of the stadium am I going to have the sun on my face, especially when it's 4 o'clock game, you know?
And it's also, you know, it's early in the season, so the sun angle is really high.
Yeah.
So at 4 o'clock, you know, it's going to be, you know, I'm just trying to think I would think the visiting side would be the best chance at shade.
Yep.
It's probably the place you want to be, our side, the Bills side is going to be a washing sun for at least the first half. Actually, when you think about it, I mean, the sun will be maybe even beyond, because, right. you know, comes down there in the end zone, the south end zone, so or west end zone. So yeah, it's going to be sunny on that side for quite a bit.
And then the last thing I wanted to get to you with, Pat, is just kind of looking at the schedule as a whole for the season. I'm someone that likes to go to one road game a year, tries to make an effort to, and like the warm weather road games that you had on the schedule, L.A., Miami, like they're the first two road games.
First games, I know.
So,
and as we know, in L.A. in September, granted it's a 5:30 kickoff L.A. time. It can be hotter than Hades there if you have one of those, you know, Santa Ana wind days. And, you know, that's kind of a place you would love to go to get a break from our weather later in the season, but that's not the case. And then, of course, Miami.
Yeah. You know? And then the flip end of that is all the cold weather cities. Like, past Thanksgiving, which is in Detroit, could be it could be a real bad weather year given that it's Chicago and it's Cincinnati and it's here.
Cincinnati, you're right.
Foxborough.
Kansas City's in October. But remember last year, Kansas City, we had all sorts of lightning issues when we played there. You bring up a good point. Of course, Detroit's inside. New England.
Yeah.
We got a lot of – and then, of course, we have how many
– is it four home games?
Three. What's that?
Is it three home games?
Three home games from December 11th through the 8th.
Ooh.
So you are surrounding the holidays with three home games. And we know what happened in the home games, you know, last year at the end of the season, weather-wise.
Right. Is there any trends about hot summer means something for winter, or is that just a guessing game?
Yeah, let's put it this way. I mean, we'll of course dive into this as we go deeper into the season. It's August. And it, you know, quite frankly, it's been hot in many areas of the country. Not so much here in terms of above normal, but it is. Look, the one thing I'll just say is that there is a phenomenon taking place this season that we've only seen a couple of other times in the past, and that is when you have a cold ocean in the Pacific for 3 years in a row. I'm not going to get too deep into the weeds here, but let's just say. The other couple of winters that have had a similar setup have been cold and snowy. So let's not hang our hat on that yet. And cold and snowy, shocking. That goes out on a limb. Well, I'm just saying colder and snowier than average is a trend that we're kind of beginning to see.
Yeah. If you were going to do like a bold predictions article, like on your website, I don't think that would qualify.
No. Exactly. I mean, but it's, you know, my gosh, you know, winter, we're still 4 months away from snow. So we got to see how things evolve. So let's enjoy what we got right now.
Hey, Pat, we got to run, but I love having you back for this season. Appreciate you coming on. And next week?
Yeah, we'll do it again next week for, is it Denver?
I should know this, and I don't have it in front of me. I think it's Denver.
Denver Kids Day.
If we're wrong, I'll correct it. But appreciate it again, Pat.
All right. Yeah, it's Denver. Okay.
Denver.
We'll talk
Perfect.
To you guys next Friday.
Thanks. Talk. Bye. Talk then. All right. We will take a timeout here. When we come back, Bills quarterback Josh Allen. We've teased his meeting with the media after Bills camp wrapped up. Allen on the way next here in WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, final segment here on the Extra Point Show. Joe DiBiase wrapping things up on the weekend. We got the preseason game tomorrow against the Indianapolis Colts. The Bills. Hockey not on my mind. I don't know why that happened. The Bills wrapped up training camp at St. John Fisher this week. Bills quarterback Josh Allen putting a bow on things and looking forward to the preseason. Here is the Bills quarterback meeting with the Buffalo media.
Oh, absolutely. Huge shout out to the staff here. In the cafeteria, they were fantastic. Everybody around, security. It's top notch over here. It really is, and we feel safe. We got some really good food. I think we all know that. It was a good time staying in the dorms and getting to know guys better and developing that team camaraderie. I think it's definitely necessary, and it's going to pay dividends in the season. Yeah, obviously, I think around the league, you don't really call what you're going to call in the season. But there is different ways that you can look at it in terms of, hey, this defensive coordinator that we're playing came from this system. So defensively, what are they doing? What can they do? It's football at the end of the day. I love preseason because I get to sit back and cheer my brothers on and see guys compete, and that's – they're competing at the highest level right now, trying to make a spot, and it's a fun time, and we're going to see some good football played, and we got guys that are really hungry.
Josh, Sean said earlier today that you're not going to play on Saturday, and I don't think anybody was surprised by that. Obviously, you're going to abide by what the coaches and the trainers want you to do, but if you had a preference in terms of preseason, do you have a preference whether you play or not?
No preference. Yeah, today it's football. I love going out there and playing, so I don't know if it's game two, game three, if no games. I'm getting ready for obviously the season opener. Whatever coach says is what I'm willing to do, and we'll go from there.
Do you find a value in it? If you have played, obviously, in the past, last year, I think it was maybe a half or something like that. Do you find value in it?
Yeah, just going against somebody else that's not your own defense is I think it's valuable. But again, I don't think it makes or breaks anybody.
Josh, lastly on that point, I think because we talked last week and you had suggested that preseason might be important, the play calling, the relationship, and I know Vic touched on this. Are you cool with where it's at right now in terms of being prepared for the stage of preparation you're at for the regular season, whether or not you would see any action in any preseason?
Yeah, I definitely say I'm comfortable with where things are at between me and Dorse in terms of hearing his voice and understanding what he's calling, why he's trying to call it. But again, it doesn't hurt to get more reps at that. You can always be better at that, and he knows that. I know that. I think Coach McDermott knows that. So again, I'm not really sure the plan of preseason, but we'll play it by ear. And like I said, whatever Coach asks me to do, I'm willing to do.
Josh, it seemed like this game was a little more chippy than normal. Aside from your situation last week, we talked about, but there was some more stuff too. Did you feel that way, and why would that be?
Again, it's guys that want to win. It's guys competing. It's guys that. I know this sounds weird, do you want to win? But guys that don't want to lose. And I think to have that mentality each and every rep, nothing's going to be perfect. We understand that. But to try to be the best versions of ourselves, come out here and win all your reps, it's tough to do. And guys get heated when that doesn't happen or when it does happen for the other guy. So I definitely think it's just a lot of testosterone and competitive juices flowing. And, I definitely think it's a good problem to have. Again, guys being very competitive and showing, wearing their heart on their sleeve.
Josh, we asked Case and Matt what we think they bring to the quarterback room from your standpoint. What do you think those guys bring, and how are they different?
Yeah, again, just the familiarity that I think I have with Matt in terms of relationship, trusting him, what he sees, and then the knowledge that Case has with all of experience in the league and playing on so many different teams and playing at such a high level. again, he's an ultimate pro, and to have both those guys, obviously, we can just, you know, hang out and talk about life with each other, and then when, you know, the lights turn off, we get the film rolling, it's all about football, so it's a very good vibe. You know, I'm very fortunate to have those two guys in the room with us, and Joe's been doing a great job, and Lube's been doing a great job as well, so really, really love our quarterback room.
Josh, given how Dorsey likes to pace, especially on during the team drills on the sideline, what's he going to be like in a confined space up in the booth?
That I don't know. He's a fiery guy. I don't know if you guys have seen him on the sideline yet in practice. But again, talk about a guy that doesn't want to lose, that hates losing. You know, he absolutely hates it, and that's why he was 38-2 in college. You know, he never lets me forget it. 38-2. Oh yeah. I always try to jab at him. Like, coach, what were you? 36-4. He's like, yeah, 38-2. Anyways, he loves competing. And I've heard stories about him in the gym over there playing basketball with some of the other coaches. And the stories aren't too delight. You know, he's a fiery guy, and I love to have that for my offensive coordinator. And, you know, I'm super excited for what he's going to bring to this offense.
It's the balance. If you consider Brian maybe a bit of a father, secondary father figure, maybe, I'm not sure, maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, but would Dorsey be more of a brother type figure for you? Or?
I mean, I think both of them are big brothers to me, and you know, my dad's my dad. I won't claim anybody else is, but again, the relationship, you develop different relationships with different people, but in terms of being able to trust somebody, obviously I trusted Dable with my life, and I think I'd be willing to say the same thing for Dorsey, and again, that's only going to continue to grow. But he's been in the room with me for the last 3 years, you know, so that trust and that faith that I have in him and him in me is already through the roof, you know, and it's only going to grow as time goes on.
If there's a challenge, and if that's, for sake of a better word, getting into
OC to OC.
All right, there's Josh Allen. Thanks, everybody, for listening throughout the week, and I'll be back on Monday. Tune in for our coverage tomorrow. Bills game day kicks off our coverage with Derek Kramer of Bills and Colts tomorrow at noon. So come back tomorrow, enjoy the game, and I'll talk to you on Monday here on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.